This is Dead Air on the hardly world famous KCR.
We are back! 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 Back! We are back! Back in action! Back!
Dead Air, KCR, San Diego State University, Thursday,
Yeehaw.
March the 4th, 8 o'clock in the West, 11 o'clock in the Eastern. We appreciate those of you listening live at Dead Air on KCR.com.
And what up to Space Boy in the NYC right now? Kicking it.
Space Boy!
His Facebook profile picture actually is a big effing pastrami sandwich.
And a giant pickle.
And a giant, it really is. I didn't believe it, but there it is. Big old pastrami sandwich on a Facebook page.
Hot, hot pastrami.
That is
delicious.
That's a lot of meat right there.
I'm ready to rock out now. Adil, your music is so hard. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
KCR, San Diego State University.
Yeah.
Come on, we got a big.
I happen to be a big fan.
Stupid giveaway.
I happen to be a big fan of Tom Morello, okay?
Anyway,
whatever.
You keep
lame.
Dreaming. You keep
You're
wishing
lame.
Upon a star there with that music.
Lame.
Anyway,
just kidding.
Will.
Good band.
I liked when Spaceboy dropped the Chris Cornell solo last week. That was awesome.
That's
how long it's been since I heard that song. That was just awesome when he did that. Anyway, well, I don't know where you guys are watching them, but I'm watching the Oscars. Probably. I don't know. I have no idea. Probably.
That depends. What what channel are the Oscars on?
Right over here.
I don't know. I think they're on ABC.
They're on ABC always, man.
I'm pretty sure.
Then I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to go somewhere to watch them.
Yeah. And I don't think we get ABC.
Because
we
don't get ABC in this apartment.
We practically use tinfoil to pick up a signal.
You have the internet, so you can follow, you know, whatever.
I could theoretically watch on my computer, yes, but I'm not going to because, I've done that enough. I'm enough of a hermit.
I'm
bedridden lately.
I love, and I mean love the
fast
Oscars.
Food.
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
Sitting right here, just waiting for me. Delicious tacos, but I love the Oscars. Oh, like I love the dresses. I buy into all of it. The dresses, the pre-show, the after-show, the special Vanity Fair magazine, which will come out next month with the big, enormous wrap up of the Oscars.
The special episode of the Rachel Zoe Project in which she dresses for the Oscars.
Oh my gosh, bring it on. Bring it on.
Are you a
Thank
fan
you.
Of the red carpet
I
show?
I actually didn't
on
think
e?
That you would have said yes, but I guess I
not on
know
E
more
anymore.
Than
I basically
What's it on?
I kind of watch E, but all those people really annoy me a lot. Like Juliana Rancic and Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
I love it. I'll tell you this
How
right
the
now.
Hell does she have a reality show? How did that happen?
Dude.
It's so scripted, too. It's
so
bad.
Awful.
It's the worse than the
it's
Kardashians.
It's brutal.
The Kardashians have their own reality show. Kendra has her own reality show. This is just getting out of control. Stop it.
Kendra,
Julianne DePandy, the host of E! News.
Yeah. Unfreaking.
No,
occasionally.
Now. Remember, she's married.
Whatever.
Anywho. But my favorite part is when the huge celebrities snub Seacrest. The awkwardness
oh, God.
Is
It's amazing.
Some of the when Angie, Jolie, and Brad Pitt snubbed his ass, and he's like, please, come talk to me.
Like,
Angie,
screw you, Ryan. You're not a
oh,
real journalist.
Man, that
Stop
made
it.
Me feel so good
I had,
in my heart.
If I had my druthers, here's what I'd do, okay? I'd take Ryan Seacrest, but then I'd lock him in a room with a live microphone and Tracy Morgan drunk. Just want to see what happens. Maybe not drunk, just Tracy Morgan. Just keep Tracy Morgan and Seacrest together. See what happens. I think here's how it would go. Seacrest would get engaged by Morgan. Morgan would actually bring Seacrest out of a shell and get him to say some crazy shit that we'd never get him to say otherwise.
I would love
to hear it. I really want to. Anyway.
So this year, 2010 Oscars, they will be hosted by two gentlemen.
What?
Yes. Alec Baldwin. Sorry, Baldwin.
I'm sorry, who?
There's no D on the end. I'm on drugs. I'm sorry. And then Steve Martin.
Get out!
Yeah.
Already against that.
Get out!
Two.
Oh,
wow,
crazy!
Already
guy.
Against
you're
it.
You're crazy!
Yeah, those are going to be the hosts. It's probably going to be terrible.
One theme that I wanted to do for the future that I'll just say now and we'll do as a theme later is celebrities whose deaths are inevitable that you nevertheless are dreading and will become inconsolably sad about it. Steve Martin's on that list.
Samuel L. Jackson.
It's my mirror mentioned on the general.
The hell?
Samuel
How
Jackson.
How does that happen?
Hell yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Exactly.
The greatest line ever.
Classic
anyway,
so
like
what?
That.
So he dies, so what? You have that in perpetuity. You'll be able to hear it whenever.
Anyway. All right. Okay.
That's a big $200 word.
Shut the
ching,
hell up.
Ching. I need to get Spaceway cash register go. Thing so that anytime I
think
I
he has
that,
one.
We just.
I
get,
think he has
ching,
one.
We'll get it.
Someone
anyways,
that.
So this year's Oscars, what's different this year? Okay, so there's two hosts.
Can I just point
no,
out?
No, you can't interrupt
go
me.
Go ahead.
Ouch.
Go ahead.
Damn.
So what were you going to say that
no,
was
no,
so
go ahead.
Important?
Be the host.
What
go
was
ahead,
so
host.
Important? Now I'm going to put down my paper. I want to know what was so
no,
important to
you. All I was saying is I have one fundamental issue that is wrong with this. The ten,
you're black?
And no.
I was just going to say. Please give me high five.
Was that,
on
that,
was
that it? Is that,
no,
was that what it was?
No,
that you're black?
No, yes,
that
was not.
Is
yes,
it because you're
yes.
black?
No, it's not.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, poor baby.
Okay.
He's black.
What were you going to say?
The fact there are 10 Best Picture nominations.
Son of a bitch! That was what I was just going to say. Like,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is my damn segment, and he had to ruin it.
Go ahead.
So
I'm
anyway,
turning my microphone
so,
off.
Don't turn your mic
so
off.
This year, instead of nominating... five best pictures, just like there are directors and producers. This year, they've included 10, which I don't get it. But whatevs, you know, I'm going to live with it.
What was the functionality behind that?
I don't know. You know what? I did not internet research this, so I can't tell you. But let me just read off the selections. Now, let me just explain to the listening audience and the boys. I have a ballot for everybody, and we're going to secretly fill these out during the break. We're only going to talk about the big ones here tonight, but we will be putting these together, stabs in the dark. We're never going to know until the day after the winners are revealed. We'll know who won.
So are we going to discuss
Shut
best
up.
Sound editing right now?
No, Stop we're it. Not going to discuss sound
Damn
editing.
It. Sound
I would
mixing.
Like to go through the list, though, of best pictures.
Go ahead.
And tell me, do you guys think all 10 of these are worthy? Any of these are worthy? Have you seen them?
I already know one that
so
shouldn't
far
be there.
And so on. So Avatar... which has been nominated all over the place. Still haven't seen it. Either of you guys seen it?
I mean, yeah, it was a technological achievement, and it should get its due in the technological departments of the Oscars. Like
you know
art
what?
Direction, cinematography. But Best Picture, no.
Here's what told me everything I needed to know about that. Was when my parents came home, and they were so jazzed about it. They were so in. They were like, oh, my God! Oh, my God, you gotta see this movie, Bill. It's incredible. You gotta see it. That alone just told me just...
Yeah, the hype.
I don't really...
Why do you always have to hate everything that's popular?
The hype totally ruined it for me.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I seem to, don't I? I seem
like
to really go against
you're
things that are beloved.
You're very...
It.
Bill goes very against the grain
you know what?
Of a lot of
Let
things.
Me just give an aside. One time I was asking a friend of mine, hey, have you checked out my podcast? What do you think? He's like, well, that guy Bill, I don't know. And I'm like, why? And he's like, he's so controversial, man.
I'm more controversial than Bill. That's only because
no,
I'm talking about how much
no.
I'm black every 5
Yeah,
minutes.
You're Thank so controversial, yeah. Idiot.
Look, I'm not trying to be controversial. I don't know why I instinctively react against things that are
you're
so beloved.
Weird.
But
okay, so moving on. The next one, The Blind Side.
Didn't see it either.
Heard it was a great movie.
I've heard lots of good things about that.
It's
I've
a
heard
great,
lots of good things.
It's a great story, don't get me wrong, but, you know.
Okay, next one is District 9.
That's the one I have a problem with.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Did you think it was awesome? Because everybody I know who saw it said
I thought
it was
good.
Bomb.
I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was Best Picture worthy.
Okay. Bill, you.
It's nominated just exclusively.
Because it was so different, perhaps? Because it was like a docudrama of sorts?
You know, here I'm at an immediate disadvantage here talking about it because... I can at least name 4 other films that are on this list that I just look at them and I just say in any other year. I mean, it really, I understand why they did 10 this year. I understand the gimmick. It's not a gimmick necessarily, but...
Who knows?
I personally don't feel that District 9 should be on this list.
Peter Jackson got his Oscar for Return of the King. That's good enough for me.
Okay, next, moving on. The next movie is called...
Hold on the 1 second. Spaceboy said that District 9 was the worst movie ever.
Wow.
So...
Worse than Cloverfield?
Was it worse than Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls? That's all that I want to know, because that was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Arrow just said, Avatar, just go away. No need to see anything here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Avatar is like, I saw the preview and I immediately thought Ferngully. It's a 3D different telling of Fern Gully. And Education is the next film. Anybody heard of it?
Here's the problem with Education, all right?
Didn't see it.
My problem with this, it's a stunning movie for about an hour and 38 minutes. The film's an hour and 50 minutes long, and they realize an hour and 38 in. Oh, whoops, we got to wrap all this up, all these loose ends. Quick, everyone start making ties. Oh, it doesn't matter what kind of knots you use. Just keep tying. Just make ties. All kinds of knots, everything you can do.
Just cauterize that bitch.
Yeah, seriously. Anyone know how to weld? Anyone? just go ahead. Just throw it together. And subsequently, a really well thought out, laid out film for the first hour and 38 it turns into... And everything worked out great in the final 12 minutes. Okay. And it's unfortunate because that is such a good performance. Such an unbelievable performance by Carrie Mulligan. Carrie Mulligan is a 23-year-old British actress. What the hell else was she in? She was in one film.
Well, you got the internet over there.
And I do, but I'm too lazy.
Okay, keep the momentum going. The next one is The Hurt Locker, which I heard is awesome. My dad said it was the most suspenseful movie he has seen in the last year.
There's your winner right there.
He said it was great. Directed by a woman by the name Catherine Bigelow, who used to be married to James Cameron, and I am not kidding.
No, yeah, that's for real.
Yeah, that's all the drama behind it. Next one, Inglourious Basterds.
Shouldn't be there.
Okay, Bill, you seen it?
A friend of mine said that there's an outside chance this thing wins.
I think
if that wins... What?
I don't think that's Tarantino's Oscar.
You'll put up some money on this one. I don't think there's any chance.
No.
Okay. I just don't think it's going to happen.
The Academy doesn't like Tarantino.
Okay, sounds good. Next up is Precious.
Again, shouldn't be there.
Now, I heard this movie, it's like you've got to be prepared with Kleenex and tissue to go into this movie. Like, it is just powerful. I've heard great things about Monique, who is also nominated for Best Actress.
I got Dreamgirls last year.
It was based on a book. I heard the book is great as well. So, the more you know, pick up a book and read. The next one is A Serious Man.
Yeah, I'm serious when I say I didn't see it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen. He will be
no
here
writing.
All week.
No Thank writing, you. Folks. There it is.
Bill, have you seen A Serious Man? I heard it's
for us. I didn't see that film.
All right, next is Up. And let me say, Up made me cry so hard when I saw that movie. Like, I came out of that theater just sobbing.
Best animated film? Absolutely. Best picture? No.
Okay. And moving on. The movie that I've just been hearing all the buzz about, and you gotta see this, is Up in the Air with George Clooney.
That's another one of those where it's like, there's no way it can deliver on the hype.
I heard it was just super depressing.
I'm still mad at Reitman for Gina, but it's fine. I'm sure it's all right. I'm sure it's compelling stuff. I mean, it's George Clooney. It's not exactly like he's doing anything It's not like exactly he's doing anything you haven't seen before.
He's good to look at.
Yes,
you,
and I'm certain that that's why the Academy gave him the nomination was because he's good to look at.
Okay, so just quickly, we're gonna run through the actors just to give you an idea who's up there. We got.
Do we have to?
Okay, no, we don't.
I'm just kidding.
I won't sit here and put you guys through me reading crap because.
Or another black joke after somebody says Morgan Freeman.
Can we actually just keep making black jokes for the remainder of the segment?
No.
And then we'll just move on? Or no?
Yes.
All right.
But anyways, if you are doing an Oscar pool, I do have advice for you. If you're doing one at home, family, wherever.
Get a life. Make friends. Go speak with other people outside of your house.
Okay.
No? I wasn't going to say that.
No? Oh, I'm sorry.
Basically, the way it's picked, because Adio's saying, I have no idea how to pick anything.
Yeah, let me guess why.
Because he's
black.
Because he's part African.
Because he doesn't see many films. That's what I was going to say, guys. Gosh.
Picking the Oscars is about as arbitrary
as picking teams.
I'm a
one-trick pony with
teams.
My jokes.
Picking the Oscars is about as arbitrary as picking teams in the NCAA tournament. Let's just face it. Anything's a crapshoot. Anything could happen.
You guys are silly. So
you're such a nerd.
What?
No, that's fine.
I keep
getting
cut
off
here.
But
am I even
go
here?
Ahead. No, you're here.
My segment
just say it.
I worked on it.
Go ahead.
You're dealing with someone who... Who
has ADD apparently?
Yeah, that's true. It's but he also has an excuse. He hasn't.
Well, he's black. So
well, that's not. What
I was gonna say he has.
Just bring that right
on
around.
I was gonna say
how many times?
So.
How many times?
So the best way, I think, to pick who you're going to go with is to sometimes going with your gut works, but most often look at who's won the SAG and the Golden Globe for the roles, and then, you know, and then just move on. I just want to take a short second, though, to
go ahead.
Talk about best animated films, because I've seen some of these. We got Coraline, which was, I really liked that movie. It was scary. It was
I meant to see that, and I missed the boat on Coraline.
Coraline missed it.
Okay, Fantastic Mr. Fox, which I heard was so good, and I didn't even see it.
It was spectacular.
Who directed that again? It was
Wes Anderson.
Yes, Wes Anderson. Love him. Okay, and The Princess and the Frog.
No comment.
Which Adio will probably vote for because it's about the black.
I wasn't going to say anything.
And the frog.
No.
So, that's his choice.
My
then we
vote
got,
goes to Up. I said that.
For God's sake.
Next, we have The Secret of Kells.
Up is obviously going to win this.
And Up. Up I think it's a battle between Mr. Fox and Up.
Hey, there's just no way that I wish that they would win, but it won't. Up will get the award for that.
Up should have been called Down because that was how it made
me
feel. Like, I was fully, my whole body was sobbing. By the time I got out of that theater.
Some issues you might want to speak about there?
Because he got his Ellie badge and, like, the scrapbook and the, oh, my God.
You know, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't
right
seen Up?
Now, but.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
Did you
it's
see it,
worth,
Adio?
It's worth checking out.
Dear Lord, I just, tears streaming. And you know what I'm talking about. Did you get your Ellie badge, Adio?
No.
Oh, kills me. So that is Dead Air.
I don't know what an Ellie badge is.
What
I don't know what Team Jacob is. I don't know what any of that garbage is.
But you just said it. So that is basically Dead Air's wrap-up of the Oscars 2010. When we are back next week, we will regroup and find out who the wiener is. And
don't do it.
Whoever the winner is, the losers have to give that person $5. Oh, Bill!
I think it should be something more shameful.
Funny.
Oh, dang.
Anyway, we got to get back to music here.
Slap.
We got to get back to music here.
I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, we'll talk.
You're a bastard.
I got you.
Yeah, wow.
You're a bastard.
Whoa.
Calm down.
Take it easy, all right? I got you.
Bring
don't
it
worry
down a notch.
Seriously, simmer down a little.
Am I going to have to break your kneecaps? Is this what we've come to?
It's
going to
be a Stewie on Brian situation in a minute.
Am I going to have to Goodfellas your ass?
Quarter past the hour here. Dead Air, KCR. This is the suite. And Ballroom Blitz. I'll give you your damn money, all right? Don't you worry about me. I'm good for it. I'm fine.
You said
you're gonna
that
take
2 weeks ago.
Yes, here's the thing that really gets on my nerves. She's going to take my money, take it to a casino, put it on red, and lose.
$5,000.
No, always bet on black.
Oh, why? I thought you were such a loser being black.
KCR.
Adio just fell for the biggest joke in the world. The Suite. Ballroom Blitz.
KCR.
And incidentally, this isn't Crucial Time.